a horrific period of violence, and that includes political violence. I mean, we are in a period of just horrific violence on everything. There have been 115 people have been killed in the first quarter in 2026 from 98 mass shootings. The threats against members of Congress is up 58% from 2024 to 2025. And now you have the third, this may be the third, we don't know it's an assassination attempt, but I think it's fair to presume that potentially the third, assassination attempt against President Trump in 2 years. So it's just a horrific period of violence, and that includes political violence. And the US has lived through this before, but it's really been, 50 years since we've been in a period like this. And when it comes to the midterm elections, which are going to be upon us in about 6 months or so, this isn't going to have any difference at all. People there are going to vote on what they care about the most, which is the economy and affordability, and are they happy with their lives? Are they happy with their expectations going forward? Are they happy with the direction of the country? Look, the president's approval ratings are at historic lows. I think this is not going to have an impact on that, in part because, and thankfully, no one got hurt during this, including the president. So it really isn't going to have much of a political impact.